Well, good morning to you all this morning. It's a blessing to be here and to be together. And this morning, I just have a few thoughts that I have here. Might be a little scattered, I don't know, but I just have a few thoughts here. And what I want to share on is just have some thoughts on lukewarmness. And why don't we turn to Matthew 6:24. So Matthew 6:24, I've been thinking about this verse. It says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." And these are Jesus' words here in red. He says that there's no man that can serve two masters. There's no one that has ever done it, and no one ever will. And we're either going to hate the one and love the other, or else we will hold to the one and despise the other, as it says. You cannot serve God and mammon. And that phrase, "you cannot serve God and mammon," I've thought about that, and I looked up the word mammon. I kind of thought I knew what it meant, and it's mammon. The definition of mammon is riches regarded as an evil influence or an object of worship. And it also found other definitions referring to it as riches or money or possessions, or simply an object or something, that is more important to us than God. Or it could be man too, but it's not necessarily just man, but it could be riches or possessions or simply something that is more important to us than serving God. So it's kind of the first point I want to make is that I cannot serve two masters. Or in other words, I cannot serve God and mammon. I can't do it. And I have a few examples of that. The first example is that I thought of is the rich young ruler. It's written both in Matthew and Mark, but I'd like to read it in Mark. Mark 10:17 through 21. Mark 10:17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." And we see here how he had so many things right. He says, "All these have I observed. All these have I kept from my youth." You know, he says, "I've done all these things." But Jesus says to him, one thing thou lackest. He says, you're trying to serve two masters. You're trying to serve God and mammon. You know, he's done all these things, but he's still lacking one. And he says to go sell what he has and give it to the poor, and you're going to have treasure in heaven. Then after that, he doesn't say just to do that, but he says, and come and take up the cross and follow me. I think that's very important. So the next example I have, it's a story that I once heard, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard it too, but it left an impression on me. And I may not have all the details exactly correct, but I do remember the moral. And there's a story of this large group of people assembled or gathered together. And on one side is Jesus and his followers. On the other side is Satan and his children or his slaves or his workers, you might say. And in between, there was a fence dividing the two groups. And Jesus said to his followers, he said, you know, come, follow me. He says, come, take up my cross daily and follow me. And they left, and you know, Satan says to his, come and follow me. And, you know, we need to go out and destroy, do all we can, and to get people on from that side. But in the group there was a man that he wasn't sure that he wanted to follow either. And he decided to sit on the fence. There was a fence, he decided just to sit on the fence. And both groups left and the man was left sitting alone. And so this man's there sitting alone and Satan comes running back. And the man says, have you forgot something? You know, why'd you come back? And Satan says, yes, I forgot you. And he says, well, I didn't choose to follow you. Neither did I choose to follow, you know, Jesus. But Satan said, that's okay. I own the fence. So if we're sitting on the fence, I just want to encourage anyone that is here that has not chosen to follow him. If we're sitting on the fence in a spiritual sense, if there's gray areas in our life, let's get away from those and let's follow God. It's very clear we cannot serve God and mammon. So I'd like to just keep taking it a little bit further. So we talked about making the choice to follow him. And now I'd like to bring it to our everyday life. And I guess just some of the thoughts I have that I've been thinking about is how every day we are in a battle. And every day Satan is out to distract us and to draw us away from God any way possible that he can. And I've been thinking about this phrase that we hear a lot is our choices affect our destiny. And so I've been thinking about this thing of gray areas in my life, this thing of just being lukewarm. And I've been thinking about the choices that I make and the decisions and the things that arise. And do I base them off of God or mammon or God or the way the world thinks? And I'd like to read, I believe it's Revelation 3:16. Let's read that. I think I have it right. it's just actually we're going to start in 15. It says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold or hot. I would that thou were cooled or hot. He says he'd rather have us cooled or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. These are Jesus' words. You know, I was thinking about the choices and decisions that I make. Am I afraid to take a stand on things? And I might look out in left field too much or be too radical. But that could be pride in my life. But most times when a situation arises, there's a decision to be made or something like that. Most times, down deep in my heart, I know what God would have me do. If we bring it before the Lord, and if our heart is to make godly choices that please Him, if we bring it before the Lord, He will direct us and He will help us. And we can't not do that and expect good fruit. You know, it says in the Bible, it says, you know, you can't gather figs from a grapevine. You're not going to get it. And I can't love the world. I can't love the world and then not get the world. And the world could be, in John, in 1 John, it says, the world being as it says in 1 John 1:16, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know, I can't love the world and not get it. I'm not, that's what I'm going to get. So I guess what I'm trying to bring out is that our choices, our everyday choices affect where we're going to end up. And what gauge do I use? So the decisions I make, if I bring them before the Lord and ask Him to show me what's right, and I would just put in there, if I, it's a blessing to be able to bring before the Lord, and also it's a blessing to be able to, you know, just go to brothers and if there's something on my heart, just tell them what I'm thinking and ask them how they would see it. Will we make our decisions out of a heart for God and His kingdom? If we make our decisions out of a heart of God and His kingdom, it will come out much better. And God will strengthen us. And I know that I haven't always done this in life. I have, you know, I've made some wrong decisions, you know, here and there. I've done that. And I've, you know, I've not always responded maybe the way I should have. Things like that. But God gives us opportunity to go back and correct those things. But if I bring them before the Lord and ask Him what's going to please Him the most, that's always going to produce righteousness. And it's those gray areas that are harder to make, to call out. And, you know, it's easier to make, if there's something that's very biblical and that I can, it's easy to choose right and from wrong, but it's those things that could go either way. But, as I shared earlier, I think if we bring them before the Lord will help us and guide us. And, so I hope this can make some sense and somehow bless someone. Just some thoughts I have here. My heart is just that every choice I make, I would bring before the Lord and say, Lord, what would you have for me to do here? And that we would that we would have that heart that's turned towards Him and help us to make a good decision. But we must be on the lookout, because Satan is out to draw us away from God and His principles. But God is, if we take that step towards Him, if we continue walking as best we know towards Him, He will guide and lead us. And His grace is sufficient. And He is for us and not against us. You know that there's a few lines, that's about all I have. There's a few lines that have been going through my mind of the last while, and it's simply, it's a hymn that goes, what could be lovelier ever, what could more peace afford than hallowing forever our lives unto the Lord. You know, there's nothing more beautiful than hallowing forever our lives unto the Lord's. And then continuing to do that, you know, continuing to commit ourselves to Him. That's pretty much all I have. I have a little poem that I, just a few lines that I tried to write to try to put my thoughts in a few sentences here. It says, O flesh, why dost thou struggle and fight? Why dost thou wrestle against the right? Why do I resist God's Spirit so? That conscience that down deep below is struggling between the right and the wrong. It's the enemy that takes away my song. But fight on and always choose God's way, and He will supply the strength for each day. That's all I have.